Letters to Daniel, Volume 4. Letter 211. Jesus, King of Gamers. Game on! Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2013, in the ninth month, on the 30th day of the ninth month.
Since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. Well, I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
He stands like a statue, becomes part of the... Dear Dan, in late 1979, and early 1980, I was living in a house on a street less than one block from a 24-hour mini-mart. This was back in the early days of video game arcades, and when it became apparent just how many quarters people my age and younger were dropping into these video games, they began to appear anywhere people spent money. So it was that there was just enough room or one or two video game consoles in one corner of the mini-mart down the street that I frequented. This was also in the early days of my dating CS1, and I would often have many sleepless nights at that time. So, on those nights when I had a hard time getting to sleep, I would put my clothes back on and walk to the mini-mart so I could drop quarters and play the games that, by today's standards, would seem very crude. But they were the foundation of what the games are that we have today. And the very first video game like this I was introduced to was Space Invaders. These early games had just enough RAM to store simple input that would stay resident as long as the power cord remained plugged in. So the programmers came up with the idea of making a place for gamers to leave a three-character entry, usually alphanumeric in nature, and could be associated with the most recent high scores. Most gamers would compete for the high score and then enter their initials. I really didn't care that much, so I would just type AAA or something like that. One day I saw something that gave me an idea. Some of the good gamers would take command of the high score and write simple three-letter word messages like, "Hey you," or even a three-word phrase if they were real good. Because I had many sleepless nights, I became rather accomplished on this one machine, and then finally mastered it enough to take command of the three highest scores. So I wrote what then became the only message I would leave on video games, on the first three lines. Here it is. 1. God. 2. Love. 3. You. After that, I started to scope out as many video games at as many different places as I could that I thought I could master easily and leave the same message. This was so that whenever possible, the gospel of Jesus of Nazareth would be proclaimed to any that would play the next game. As technology improved and I got older, the style of gaming for me came to an end. But I'm grateful to the Lord for allowing me to share His message in this way. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Even on my favorite table, he can't beat my best. His disciples lead him in, and he just does the rest. He's got crazy flipper fingers, never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid, sure.